possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
In case you missed anything, check it out on the Free Odyssey app. But for me, with Anthony Volpe last night, great win for the Yankees. Enough is enough. They need to send Anthony Volpe down to try to fix him, not to hurt him. I think that there's this thought when you say you want to send a player down, it's to hurt them and, oh, they're not good enough. No, it's the idea to try to make them better, fix them, and in product or byproduct that make the team better. I think the Yankees need to send Anthony Volpe down.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to. I wouldn't do it. He's starting to hit a little bit. 5 home runs his last 38 at bats. So this, you know, 2 against the Braves. Going back to that, obviously, he's been a disaster in the field. There's no doubt about it. You could see him grinding. You could actually see his wheels, if there were wheels in the mind, churning ever so slowly. Last week, going down to one knee. Last night, you know, just double pumping across the diamond. He's absolutely lost right now defensively here. I just don't see the benefit, but I would sit him. I don't see the benefit of going down to the minors where I think it might, in some ways, depending upon how he internalizes it, it could actually be more of a deterrent because now the spotlight's even greater. Not that we're fooling anybody. No one's out here thinking Volpe's playing good defense, but that would be a fairly radical move for a 30-year player who won a Gold Glove as a rookie and has been in the World Series and played pretty well, last postseason. So I wouldn't do it. I don't think they'll do it, but at least we got some signs last night from Aaron Boone telling us what we've all seen. The kid's a mess right now.
Yeah, and then the other thing, we talked about the Stephen Kwan. If Kwan's going to be out there, the Yankees, to me, and they're not going to be sellers, right? There was the idea, well, the Yankees should be sellers. You brought it up weeks ago, and I can understand that logic, but they're not going to do it for many reasons, and I could totally understand why you wouldn't do it. Here's what I wouldn't, like, you could make an argument where I would be like, okay, fine, sell, trade Bellinger, trade Goldschmidt or Grisham, bring back pieces and kind of reset like they did in 2016. I could see that. Or, if you don't want to do that, then I could see the other side of it. What I can't have is the in-between, which is exactly what the Yankees are going to do. They're going to try to halfway it. Now, when you halfway it, it's never going to be good enough. So what I would do, if you don't want to be sellers and they don't, and I understand that, then you go for it. Like big boys. You put on your big boy pants, you act like the New York freaking Yankees, and you go for it. And a player like Stephen Kwan is available, a 2-time All-Star, Gold Glove winner, a bona fide leadoff hitter, which is something the Yankees haven't had in many, many years. You go figure out a way to get him. And I guarantee you the Yankees have what it takes to get him. Now, I don't know what that would be, but I would be willing to go all in for Kwan because it's not just risking. You know, it's different if you give up Spencer Jones for Eugenio Suarez, let's just say. That's stupid in this year in particular, but it would be stupid anyway, giving up years of control with potential for a rental. Well, with Kwan, it's not a rental. He's under control, and you know you're getting a superstar player now that you have for years beyond this instead of the unknown, whether it be Dominguez or Spencer Jones or Schlittler or whatever the Guardians may want. Maybe they want guys that we haven't heard of yet or haven't talked about yet. Outside of Lombard, I think even I would not give him up at this point. The other names to me would be all on the table. Go get Kwan and make yourself better and go win a World Series.
Well, they might. I mean, they might. I mean, we're sitting here saying they're not going to do it. I mean, they got a day to do it. I mean, Toronto could beat you to it. The Mets might get involved, although I'd be surprised if the Mets did, like, seriously get involved. But I think Toronto's certainly there. A few other teams, Tigers, whatever. You know, I think you're going to be surprised. I think you're going to be surprised by two aspects. I think that there's at least 2, maybe 3 more moves coming. And I don't mean the Slater, whoever the hell he is, yeah, the move that the Yankees made earlier today, which is just a depth piece, whatever. I think you're going to get a big bullpen arm or two, and I think you're going to get a starting pitcher. And you already got a third baseman. Now we could talk about the true value of McMahon. You also got Rosario, who was better than whatever the hell they were trotting out there, whether it was Peraza, Vivas. I mean, they have done a few things here, but the bottom line is this, Sal. If Aaron Judge is not healthy and not right, does it really matter what they do? Does it really matter what they do?
But you're operating under the assumption. Now, again, I don't know. They should know. Maybe they think they know. Maybe they should know.
What, Judge's injury?
Yeah, they're operating under the idea that he's coming back. If he were not coming back, then I would be vehemently saying, sell. Trade Bellinger, trade Goldschmidt. Forget about bringing Austin Slater. What? Okay, great. So he can hit left-handed pitching. Congratulations. Like, it doesn't make a difference if you don't have Aaron Judge. So I'm assuming that they're operating under the assumption Judge is going to come back and be okay, even if it has a DH. Like, that's going to be the, if that's going to be the case and you figure out you want to have him DH, maybe that means less Giancarlo Stanton.
That's going to definitely mean less Stanton, for sure. 100%.
And then you have Slater in the outfield. He's going to replace, what, he's going to fill in for Judge?
I don't think Slater's going to play that much. I still think you're going to get the combination. I don't think Slater's going to really play more than once a week. I really don't.
He's going to play against lefties.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you get, what you'll probably have is Bellinger in right, Grisham in center, Dominguez in left. I mean, we'll see if they deal for Kwan,
so
but Slater's not playing. Slater once a week.
He'll be platooning, he'll platoon with Dominguez in left.
That's, he might. He very, him, probably will. Right.
That's
probably
the idea. Will. Dominguez can hit right-handed pitching, have Slater go out there and hit
lefty. The truth of the matter is the stats tell you that that's actually not the worst idea. Yeah. I mean, that's...
Right. No, the stats tell you that. The numbers tell you that.
Yeah, but that matters.
The numbers have also said the Yankees should be better than what they've been the last several years.
But now we go in a million different directions. Right. Like, yeah, they should... should they be better? I don't know. The Yankees all run the remaining 9.5 going into the season. Yeah.
They think so.
Well, but nobody else really thought... I didn't think so. Right. I told you I didn't think the Yankees would win the division. I didn't know what the Yankees would be. So... You know, sitting here saying that the Yankees were supposed to win 89.5 games this year.
Right.
That's what Vegas said.
Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
So all these little moves and these tweaks are trying to get them out of this rut. I don't know if it's going to work, but the fact that, like, I think it's worse because they started off so well and it's been imbalanced. If the Yankees didn't start so well and they weren't playing so poorly recently, what's the quibble at? Nobody thought the Yankees were some dynamite, dynamic team.
I guess my issue is why would they go get a guy like Slater and say, okay, well, the numbers say he's going to help
us
out.
They gave up the 18th best prospect. Who cares?
Right, but my point is, why not just go get Kwan?
Well, they might.
Well, now I wouldn't think that they're going to because they just brought in another outfielder.
Unless you trade Dominguez or Jones to do whatever it takes to get Kwan, which again, I'm not rushing to do that, but they might.
Right.
I mean, they're trying to piece this thing together.
What they're trying to do is, quote-unquote, soft buy.
Well, they're just not because going Martino all in. Used that term doesn't mean that that's what they're doing. Well, I don't know what that means, soft buy.
Well, it means Austin Slater.
But if they... Well, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
It doesn't mean Austin Slater.
Yeah,
what about McMahon? Is that a soft buy? They're owned $16 million next year.
It is.
Then 16 the year after that.
To me, it is a soft buy.
I don't think it's a soft buy when you get a starting third baseman.
Yeah.
Now, the Slater stuff... Sal... What is it? It's okay. So let's check back by August 10th. Do you think that Slater, by August 10th, has more than 12 at-bats?
I don't know.
I don't think the guy's ever going to play.
I'm just saying that that's the type of move where you say, okay, well, he's the guy who's going to help us from the right-handed side. It would make sense to do the math and say, okay, well, maybe he'll platoon with Dominguez, who has struggles from the right-handed side.
Yeah.
They're trying to, like, fill it together. Okay, well, we got third base clear now with McMahon / Rosario. Left field now with Dominguez / Slater. Like, that's how they're doing it. That's not an all-in, let's go get, I didn't like Suarez anyway, but let's go get Suarez or let's go get Kwan or big game hunting. Maybe they do it pitching. You're right. Maybe they do it in the bullpen or the starting rotation. We'll see. I'm not buying it, though. I think that they're going to be trepid about it and kind of halfway it, as they've done.
So you would be surprised that the Yankees got one of these flame-throwing studs from one of the three or four teams we've discussed for a month. A relief pitcher. Yeah. Not even talking about starter. If they don't get that, then season's over. Yeah. Like, they can't go into the postseason. They can't go into a pennant race with these arms.
Well, you're going to actually have to give something up.
No, I understand that. I get
especially what all the teams need. Like, it's like every team, anybody that's reporting on it says, oh, team needs bullpen.
Yeah, I know. You got a lot of teams lined up, which means you're not getting it for a cheap little deal. Understood. Good.
Right.
I get this. I think there's a lot of imperfections with this team. I mean, there is a way to maybe figure this thing out in a day. I mean, I do like the McMahon and the Rosario move, and the starting pitching's pretty good. Judge comes back and he hits. I mean, there's a move or two to be made that keeps the Yankees relevant, which for me right now, based on the way they look for the last 50 games, I'll take relevancy. I'll take a team that's got a chance because this team looked like they were getting to the... They were going to send the Yankees to the morgue a week ago. They couldn't run. They couldn't catch. They couldn't hold the lead. They couldn't hit too often. The Yankees looked broken. And if there's a way to just slightly resuscitate them, I mean, I'll take it. And I'll also say this, Sal. I don't think, you know, because Devers was dealt 2 months ago, what is the grand slam move for not only the Yankees, for anybody to acquire? Is there a franchise-altering move to be made. If there is, present it to me, and I might be amenable to it.
Kwan.
I don't think Kwan's not a superstar. So when you have a 750 OPS and you got 9 home runs, you're not a superstar. Under no measurement is that. You so said now, he's a superstar.
No, you said he's a superstar.
I
said he's a franchise changer.
Well, I mean,
he's a two-time Gold Glover, an All-Star, and a leadoff hitter. You haven't had one in years. You don't think he changed the Yankees?
No, but Sal,
so you're only chasing superstars.
No. What I'm saying is, I'm open to Kwan. What I'm also saying is, I don't think there's any superstars to be had. Like, so the soft sell or the tepid, whatever you want to, whatever phrase you want to use. It's not like the Yankees are looking at. Let's say if Ramirez was really being dangled by the Guardians a week ago.
And that's not happening anyway.
No, I know. They got McMahon. I'm saying if they didn't get McMahon and it was out there, you could get this guy. It's going to take Spencer Jones or it's going to take Dominguez and Schlittler, whatever. And the Yankees are like, no, can't do it, man. Well, then I'd say Yankees aren't going big game hunting when there's something to reel in. Right now, you look at a little guppies, little fish. There's no trophy fish out there. He's a really good player. He's not a star. He literally is a star.
Well, okay. Literally.
Well,
not a one-off.
Yeah. I get that. Anthony Volpe literally was a Gold Glove winner. You've been telling me for 2 years he shouldn't have won the award.
Correct.
Well, maybe Kwan should have been an All-Star. Yeah.
Two times.
Get a 740 OPS.
Two times by accident. He's got a 285 batting average and can hit leadoff. The Yankees don't need that.
I like him, but let's not make him out
Bellinger.
To be.
What's Bellinger's batting average?
Yeah, Bellinger's one of the best players in baseball the last 2 months.
Yeah. What?
Bellinger?
Yeah.
That's the wrong guy to
What's his batting average?
I don't know, 260, whatever the hell it is.
So you're dismissing Kwan. Like, I don't understand your logic.
Is Kwan a better outfielder than Bellinger?
In your mind,
How are you a better outfielder than Bellinger?
In your mind, Soto sucks, Bellinger's the best thing ever, and Kwan sucks.
Wait, hold on. I'm lost. How is Soto in the conversation right now?
Because you don't like Soto as a player, right?
I love him as a hitter.
You don't like him as a player. You've said
I don't think he's a good all-around player.
And you love Bellinger, right?
I do.
Okay.
He's also a lot cheaper, Sal.
So why don't you then love Kwan? He fits what you would love more than anybody.
No, but hold on.
Soto is a superstar, and you're saying he wasn't good enough, and now you're saying you don't want to go on because he's not a superstar. So you didn't want Soto because he's not a superstar.
No, I wanted Soto. I said I wanted Juan Soto.
But he's not a good enough player. All right, let's forget him. I'm just using him as your, barometer.
Good.
You value guys that play the game all around.
Ball players. Term you and I use on the show all the time.
Exactly that.
I know he is, but is he a better... Now, he was a good left fielder.
Yeah.
Is he a better left fielder than Bellinger?
No, but he's a better left fielder than Dominguez.
I understand that, but you brought Bellinger into it, and you brought Soto.
Because you're saying, well, he's a 285 hitter. He's not that good.
Soto has a 750 sound.
But that's not his strength. His strength is...
But what is his strength?
Playing defense,
okay.
Making contact,
agreed.
Getting on base, hitting for a high average, leading off, setting the table.
Okay. One of his strengths is playing defense. He's not better than Bellinger in left field. He's got 9 home runs, and he's got an OPS of 750. And by the way, it's been not one, not two. It's been 3 straight years where his OPS is 740, 750.
Right.
Now, if you tell me he's banging out 200 hits like Arias did all those years, or he's scoring 110 runs. And again, I like Kwan. If Kwan is on the Yankees, I will be happy depending upon what they give up to get him. But this notion that Stephen Kwan is either Ricky or Mandy from the Indians back, he's not that guy.
Right. Okay. He's not
That's all I'm saying.
But he's significantly better than Dominguez.
But he's not significantly better than Bellinger, who also plays left field.
Okay, and then who's playing center if you have Bellinger and left?
Grisham.
Kwan's better than Grisham.
Not as a defensive player, he's not.
Oh, my God.
He's not.
I know, dude.
Wait, so you think
Grisham's now better than Stephen Kwan's player.
You do this. You take one thing and you make it three things.
I just said he's better than... Would you rather have Kwan or Grisham? Like, you can have Bellinger.
I would rather have Kwan than Grisham.
So
I will give you that.
Center.
He ain't a better fielder than Grisham. I think there's nuance to that conversation. That's all I'm saying.
You have Bellinger in center field and Kwan left. I'm surprised that you wouldn't want to be all in for Kwan to help the Yankees get better.
He's not an all in kind of guy. I'm not giving up Spencer Jones for guys who got 9 home runs. And by the way, Sal.
Jones and Volpe and Torres and Gary Sanchez and Jason Dominguez.
Years ago,
list. It's right now. It's all of them.
Yeah, but Sanchez was a slow slob and lazy, and Torres was lazy.
And what's Dominguez and Volpe's excuse?
I don't know. I mean, but the final chapter's not written,
Sal. But the final chapter, I mean, my God.
Did you start now? Yeah. Dominguez is 22. Yeah.
Dominguez better than Kwan?
Right now, no. He's not as polished. Of course
not. Not even close.
Does he have a higher ceiling? Yeah.
I don't know. Does he?
Well, I think he might. With
what
the
position
power
does he play?
Hopefully, center field. The Yankees
power,
get their heads
right
out of their asses.
Good point.
And put him in the right spot.
You're right, because he should have more power. How many?
I know he's got a few home runs. I understand. I understand.
But BT, these are like this is factual things.
But
here,
it's also partly projectable. Of course, I'm not going to refute facts. I know he's got a few home runs. I wish he had more. But I've got to incorporate what I think he could be. I could be wrong. They could be wrong. You could be wrong. We could all be half right. I don't know.
I'm just going off the fact of what is.
I get
Quan's a 3-time Gold Glover and a 2-time All-Star. You want to minimize that?
I'm not trying to.
I'm not even saying you, like anybody. You want to minimize that? Fine. But then tell me what's the selling point with Dominguez. What? Because he has a cute nickname and he's got the potential?
No.
And because he came up for 8 games and hit some home runs?
Well,
like, I'm watching a guy play, doesn't look like a big leaguer.
He's not a big league outfielder. Listen, I'm not pushing back on stuff that we both agree on. But here's the thing, too, about Quan, right? If Quan's so amazing and he's making peanuts, he's not a free agent for a couple of years, why the hell the Guardians looking to get rid of him?
I don't think they are going to end
up. But why every team's talking about it? Toronto, the Yankees, the Mets, everybody's engaged.
Yeah.
Like, I know that there's a lot of nonsense made up during the trade deadline, but
you'd have
there
to get
is
a boatload back to if you're Cleveland.
Okay, so that's the appeal, but you're not dumping money, which is generally the big appeal for a smaller mid-market team. He's making $5 million.
I know, but that's not the point.
But why are they looking to get rid of him if he's such
a
star and he's cheap?
Because they're not going anywhere and they could get a boatload back because he is a good player.
I know he's
good. That's the point.
I know he's good. I think the crux of the matter is what we're differing on is how good he is, and I do like him, and what I'd be willing to give up. That's it.
Right.
And also maybe a more willingness on my end to get the absolute answer on Dominguez, and finally a freaking answer on Spencer Jones.
Fair enough, but then don't tell me that they're going to try to go all in and win a World Series, because then it's going to be more about, okay, well, we're going to sit and see what we have and develop Dominguez and develop Volpe and see what Spencer Jones is. I'm fine with that. Then bring Spencer Jones up, move Dominguez to center, let's see what we have. That would be different than trying to half-ass it, which is exactly what the Yankees are doing.
But if they get a monster flame-throwing arm out of the pen, which I think they will, and they get another serviceable starter, I know we got a break. I could say that is kind of going all in because they got the highest OPS in baseball.
Right.
And again, they're flawed. I'm not saying this Yankees team's winning anything. I've said that I said that before anybody. I didn't even know if they'd win the division. I was giving Toronto respect in February. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if the Yankees are going to win the AL East. I'm not just going to grant it to them because to the Yankees that it's a rite of passage, so I really didn't know. But the Yankees do hit. But they got 8 guys with 15-plus home runs. They're going to have 8 or 9 guys with 20-plus home runs. That doesn't necessarily win you a World Series, but they got some stuff. They got some thump. They got some sticks. So if they get that flame-throwing pen and arm and one more starter, like, you can say that they kind of went all in.
Yeah, well, and you know what else? Flame-throwing starter or flame-throwing bullpen arm
what?
Starter.
What?
Shortstop. Get one of those, too. And then maybe we'd be cooking.
They got Rosario. They got one.